Good evening, Rabbeisai. Good evening, Choshvim. We're up to the Ramah on the bottom of page Tzadik Ches, Simkuf Tzadik Gimel Seivah. We're up to the Ramah. We were discussing yesterday evening the halachas with regards to a group of people who they've split from various groups and they're now individually regrouping. Is that the word? Regrouping? Is that the word? One from each, they're now making a new group. So we discussed various scenarios as to whether they can now make an own Zimun or not. Now the principle that the Gemara is telling us is something that we are aware of, but the Gemara says over here, Hagar Sholesh Chaburos She'ochlu. If you've got three groups that ate together, three groups that ate individually, She'ochlu V'b'chol Chaburos Shloish Abnei Adam, and in each of those groups there's three Yidin who ate together. Also Lekol Echot, Liporet mikol chabur velezamen be yochid, biyachad. You're not allowed to leave. You're not allowed to really leave. I think you pointed out yesterday. You're not allowed. If you've got three yidden here, three yidden here, three yidden there. If you're one of the three, it's not right to leave them. You're leaving them. You're leaving them like you're dumping them basically because they're going to be stuck now without being able to do zimun. If you're the third person, don't leave them. Don't dump them like this. They can't do zimun without you. So don't do that. Although you're going to be safe, even if you know I'm going to be joining another group and I'll have a zimun, don't be so selfish. And think about yourself. The other two, what are they going to do? Tarei ashnaim anishorim b'chol chabur enem yichol elizamen achakach, they won't be able to do zimun. Avol, but im hoyu b'chol chabur arba, but if there's four people in a group, mota leforet kol echot mikol chabur elizamen b'yachad, if you know that without you there's a zimun left, then you could leave them. And the remaining three will be able to then make a zimun. So don't leave, don't spoil a zimun. If there's four people and you leave, they'll still be able to do zimun, that's fine. But if there's three people and you are one of them and you're leaving, that's not right, because they won't be able to do zimun. That's the rule of thumb that the Gemara tells us. Simon Kuf Tzadi Dalet, top of page 196. Continuation of the earlier simon to some extent, and he teaches us the following. Three people who ate together. And they forgot. And they benched quietly without the zimun. Three people, they were chayav b'zimun, and they just forgot all about zimun. What are you meant to do now? Get benched. Too late, says the Shulchan Aruch, Botel mehem zimun. Too late to do zimun. You have lost the opportunity of a mitzvah of zimun. You've lost the chance to tough luck. Ve'en yecholim lachzoy ve'lezamen lemafreya. And it's impossible to go back and do a zimun lemafreya, retrospectively. Once you have lost the zimun, you've lost it. Once you've benched, you can't do zimun anymore. Makes sense, but it has to be spelled out that once you've benched, you can't do zimun anymore. Retrospectively. V'chein, similarly in Be'er Chushnayim behem, if two people have benched and the third one remains and he says, hold on a sec, maybe I can still do Zimun. Two have benched and one hasn't benched. So the answer is no, he can't do Zimun now with the two people that have benched. But if only one of them has benched, and the last two are still haven't benched yet, then Hashnaim Yicholim Nizamenim Ashlishi Afa Pishikva Berach. That if there's three people, two have not benched and one has benched, so now and they realize, oh, we forgot about benching. And the halach is if two have not benched, then they can now do zimun and include the third one who has benched already. Although he has benched already, he can say, so it helps as far as those two is concerned. As far as those two are concerned, it's fine. They can still do the zimun and the yoytze chayva zimun. Now, whilst they are yoytze zimun and the zimun can be done, one must realize that the third one who has benched already, for him the zimun is not going to work. He is not fulfilling mitzvah's zimun. It's too late for him because he's benched already. Ein zimun lemafreya. Zimun can't work for benching that you've done already. But he can still join the zimun. Does that make sense? He can join the zimun, but he's not yoytze zimun. Does that make sense? Yeah?
How does it make a difference to a person who hasn't even eaten? If he's
good. We'll get that to the next sif. Ve'im ha'echot zimenim ha'acherim, af shnayim ha'ashorim, enim ha'chon lezamen. if one of them has, and if that third one has done Zimun already, then the two left won't be able to do Zimun again. So the rule, the site is, the point is, if Zimun took place already, and he has done his Yotze Zimun, then he won't be able to do Zimun again. But again, I think what's important to realize, if two people have not benched, one has benched, you can do Zimun. On the one hand, you can do Zimun, but the third one is not Yotze Zimun. He has missed the boat, because as far as he's concerned, he's in Zimun Lemafia. Because for the other two, he's just there for his friends. Oh. He's just being a helpful asset to the Zimun. That will be also discussed shortly. We'll get to that about middle of Zimun. Okay, so Mishnebura Sif Kotna Aleph, En Yechoyim, Loi Ma Nevorech, Delemai Yezam Nuzeh Ezeh, Forik Vabeuch Ubeke Samozun. That is a rule, that what's the point of Zimun if you've benched already? That Zimun, the whole idea of Zimun is as an intro, if I can say that, as an introduction for benching. So if you have benched, there can't be Zimun anymore. So, in Zimun am afair. So, Sif Cotton Dalet. Yeah. Sif Cotton Dalet will ask the following question. That's a little bit to what is going to lead to Sif Beis. Three people who ate together, Rabbi Isai. Three people who ate together. One of them has benched, and two are remaining behind who have not benched. Imagine now, there's a third, and there's another individual now showing up. Can you make Zimun now with a new individual who just showed up now? If he eats a kezais. If he eats a kezais. Or bread. If he just cake. Mishnah Berurah Seif Katan Dalet. However, if there's another individual that shows up from, literally from the market, from the street, a person who was not affiliated to that eating at all, you can do Zimun with a new individual, if he tastes, if he eats with them. Just because one person benched already, just because that third person benched already and he's disappeared, he's vanished, they still, the two remaining, they still have a chiyuv zimun. So hence, if another person shows up now, he can join for the zimun as long as he was toyem something, he tasted, he ate something, which the Mishnah Berurah doesn't define what. But if another person comes now and he eats something, you can do zimun. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, which note is that? Number 5? Yeah. Shalav dafke echo min ha-shuk el ha-afa yochid shibich yochale shibu l'istayfim ha-zimun. Yeah, very good point. Yeah, it could be the same individual, as long as he eats something with them. Yeah. I think I understand why the Mishnah Berurah Loshon is not shver. Chaznish seems to ask on the Loshon of the Mishnah Berurah, why is echo min ha-shuk? It's lav dafke. So I think I can suggest an answer. I mean, it's not an answer, obviously, the Chaznish. But I see the Mishnah Berurah's point. Because as far as this meal is concerned, he is echo min ha-shuk. He is echo min ha-shuk because he's not connected to that meal anymore. He's benched already. So he's no different than echo min ha-shuk. Yeah. See, base. Shloisha she'ochlu. He doesn't define over here what. Here he doesn't define what. Earlier we have seen that, and it's going to be discussed later again. It doesn't say it. Certainly mezonis will help. It doesn't have to be bread. Certain mezonis will help. And with regards to peiros, it's not poshut. But certainly mezonis will help. Safe base. Rabbi says safe base. Shloisha she'ochlu. Three people who ate together. V'yotza echot mehem lashuk. One of the three has now vanished. He's gone away. Korim oiso. You call him. He says, hey, do you mind? Korim oiso moedim loy. And we tell him, shiroitzin lezamein. You need to tell him now we want to do zimun. Kidei she'ichavein v'itztarif emohem. Now, if you call back in order to have a zimun, and you tell him you want to do zimun, kidei she'ichavein v'itztarif emohem, they should join them for zimun. V'yane imohem b'ikas zimun. He should answer the zimun with them. V'yoitzin b'dei choyvoson av al pi she'eino ba. Although he's not literally with them present, v'yoyishiv when he's sitting with them. We're learning now the following halacha. We know you need to have zimun. Now, and we know that you need to be eating together. What happens if a person is not physically sitting with you? He's not physically. So one person, he was mamash in a major rush. He left already. He said, "Oh, do you mind? Just give me 1 second. I know you've got your only way out. Just come back for 1 second. We want to do zimun, and then you can go off again." Now this person is such a rush, he's wearing his coat already, he's got his umbrella in hand already. He said, "You man, now this person is not, is refusing to go in and sit down with the Oichlim, he's refusing to sit down." Question now, does it matter if it doesn't literally sit down with the two? Does it matter if it's not mamash sitting down around the table with them, or does it not matter? What do you think? Does it matter or not? So Shulchan Aruch telling us here that actually don't be such a yeker. If he doesn't sit mamash with them, it's fine. If it does, it's fine. Afal pishe einoi bav yoshev imohem. If he's not literally sitting with them, it's fine. But what does that mean? So how far can you be to join the zimun? How far can you be to join the zimun? How far? Can you define? You don't have to physically sit. Okay, so what do you have to do? Inside, pardon, hearing it. It's interesting. The Mishnah Berurah says, in Sefkot and Vav, v'oinimahem, avolim, einoi oine, em nezamen onov. Point number one, he needs to be able to answer. If he's too distant that he can't even hear the zimun, forget about it. Obviously, he needs to hear what you're saying. He needs to be able to actually physically answer. Boch shochanu. Mishum de einoi moed, if he's not, you need to hear exactly what's going on. Avolim, oi oine dimahem, if you're standing with him, so he says that first of all, you need to physically hear and answer. Mishabur adds, and in Simon Reish, we're going to be learning that in Simon Reish, that if actually a person is mamash sitting there and mamash with you, mamash by the same table, then you don't need to answer. You don't need to answer. That's in Simon Reish. But yeah, we're learning. If you're standing on the side, you do need to answer. So first of all, you need to be loud enough and clear enough and close enough that you can actually hear an answer. Yes. Point number one. Pardon? Well, that's Sifkot Mches. Sifkot Zayin tells us, we're not only talking about the two remaining with regards to the Chiyuv Zimun, we're also talking about this very individual who is now on his way out with his umbrella and his coat. He also has the Chiyuv Zimun. Remember, he's eaten with the first two. There are three people who ate together. They need to do Zimun. He's now on his way out. Okay, so can he be Yotze Zimun? When can he? How far can he be standing to be Yotze Zimun? Sivkot Mches, She'enu Ba, Elo Oimed Neged HaPesach, which means that he is standing by the entrance, literally Neged HaPesach, opposite the entrance, Besomuch Lehem, close to them. So the definition is Oimed Neged HaPesach, standing by the entrance, Besomuch Lehem, close to them. Skip the brackets. V'kshig moirin yonoi, when he's finished with his business, yovar abay, so he goes home, sha'och al sham, ve'yed ve'yvoch, because I'm also, obviously, he still needs to bench. Okay, fair enough. He needs to bench still, that's clear. We're learning, zimun can only works, lechat chila, you should be sitting with him, round the table. Peri avet, condition number one, we said, he needs to be able to hear and speak. If you're not mamash there. Condition number two, it needs to be besomuch, close to them, neged haPesach, by the entrance. What does that sound like to you, Rabbi Yisai? What does that sound like? Yeah, neged haPesach. What does it sound like to you? Neged haPesach, by the entrance. It sounds like, so what would be the halacha If he is in a different room, but he can hear you, according to this Mishnah Berurah. Problem, right? I think so too. I did not see Poskim Mamash. Yeah, very good comparison. But the shofar, that's right. Yeah, very good. That's a good, very, very good comparison. That's excellent. That's really interesting, yeah. So we're learning halachas are different over here. We're learning that if a person is actually physically hearing the Zimun, what would be a good case, Abba Yisai? Yeah, exactly. If a person would be, for instance, in the side room over here, I wonder if he can join Zimun. I wonder. Sometimes you have the Bashev Bochas, like awkward seating arrangements. And then if you've ever hosted a Shev Bochas, it's like awkward seating arrangements. Have you ever seen that? Like an L or things like that? Yeah, so imagine that kind of case. Imagine that kind of scenario. You know, like he goes like deep into the room and like into the kitchen and the ladies and who knows what pardon? But I don't know if seeing is the point. Although we're going to see a later Simon, which is touching on seeing, that's with regards to benching. But over here, what the Mishnah Berurah says with regards to Zimun, we learn it. Look at the words of the Mishnah Berurah. Tell me what you think. Mishnah Berurah is very careful with his Lashon. In Sifkot Ches, he says, "Sha'oimei neged haPesach besomuch lohem." Mishnah Berurah is going to town over here. Besomuch lohem neged haPesach. It needs to be mamash nearby. It looks like even if they are seeing each other, it's more than that. They need to be looks like in the same kind of room. Over there, it's talking about benching. You're referring to benching. I'm referring to Birkas Zimun now, unless you're quoting something else. The Mishnah of Goyin Elu is Elu. It's benching. Yeah, it's benching. It's benching. Yeah, so... So that's what Mishnah Berurah says. I think so. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I think there's a chilek. I think so. Okay, so... What happens in the following case? Imagine people are eating together, three men are eating together, and there's really Choyva Zimun, and a person starts to bench. Bochato Hashem, hey, what do you mean? There's Zimun here. What do you do then? End of the first bracha, yeah. Second bracha, third bracha, fourth bracha. End of first bracha. Do everybody agree to that? He should go to the end of the first bracha, stop there and do Zimun. Lamdeinu chukecha. You say, Baruch Hashem, Lamdeinu chukecha. After first bracha, Parach Zimun. You say, you can't do Zimun anymore after first bracha. Shalis, which one is the best for the Evet? Remember, there's two people who have not benched. One person is benching. What would you say? Broken it, finished. Keep benching. Keep going. Interesting bialocha. Top bialocha of the page. V'beich kolecho la'atzmoi. V'afidu lo'i gomru ha'gbekes ha'zon. Kam ken ibdu ha'zimun. If they go to Bochato Hashem, Azon is if you reach the end of the first Bocha, you have messed it up. Pochlem, Yuloshen, Pochlem, Zimun. If you reach the Bochato Hashem, the first Bocha of Zimun, the final Bochato, who knows? Azon is a coil, yeah. So if you reach then you're finished. You tuck it. But, Mishnah Berurah continues, אבל אם ישחילו רק ברכת ה' אלוקינו מלך העולם, הזונס העולם, כולוי, יש להסתפק. He quotes a prima golden. What happens if you started ברכת ה' אלוקינו מלך העולם, הזונס העולם, כולוי? If you're up to that, there, Mishnah Berurah says, that if you've only said הזונס העולם, כולוי, then יש להסתפק. Maybe it's kedai to break it at this point, to stop here, He doesn't say about Lamdei Nechukecha, which is very interesting. However, Feingold, I know it's Pshat. It doesn't say Lamdei Nechukecha. Yeah, right. It's beyond Lamdei Nechukecha. Very good. It's beyond Lamdei Nechukecha. You should still stop and do Zimun. But not if you finish the first paragraph. If you finish the first paragraph, it's too late. But if you're mamash at the very beginning of the first bracha, you could still stop and do Zimun then. Could be relevant. Imagine that. Three people and just suddenly one of them says, oh, let's bench, and he starts benching. You say, stop. So stop right here. And we're going to have to do Zimun. But if you like, only realized, Baruch Atah Hashem Hazon is a coil, then you say it's too late. Keep going. And pardon? He looks like it's fine. That's what the Mishnah... Bialoch says he's mistapek. Looks like that's what you should be doing. Yeah. Although I wonder if, I mean, the poskim are quoted that if it's probably, if there's only one person doing that, let's work this out, the cheshbon. Rabbi, so what happens if it's only one person who did that? One person started, the two remains didn't start yet. Imagine, you're eating with two men, and one of them starts to bench. One of them only. So we said, in theory, you can interrupt at the very beginning to the Zimun. Do you think that's the right way to do it? Because really, what was the halacha that we learned with regards to one person benching? It's still okay. So it appears that, and also the poskim seem to be saying, that if it's one person who did that, tell him to keep going. Tell him, the other ones say, okay, you keep going. You have lost your Zimun, Taka. You have lost your Zimun, but there's two over here. They can still do Zimun over here. So you get to probably until the end of the fourth bracha, I would say, or until whatever it may be, so in a place they can do a hefsek, maybe at the very end, maybe, yeah, or maybe at the end of it's probably not where, yeah, probably at the end, and then you can the last two they can still be saved. They can do a Zimun now. Again, the halacha is two people they can do Zimun with a third addition. So you can still do a Zimun. However, if three people started to bench, then we're going to have to rely on this Bialocha via the Sophic of the Prima Godin. That if they only did the first few words, you can interrupt and do in Zimun at this point. And if it's at the end of the first paragraph, then it's completely lost. Pardon, you have to? Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. But if one person, again, to recap, if one person started to do bench, it's the best option is probably just let you wait, tell him you keep going, you wait until probably the end of benching, probably the best is the end. Machlokes, let's see, which number is this? Where are you? Number 7. Kos v'chayodom, very good, v'chayavachayim, shizim norvela, acha shizim is birkas nozen. Yeah, very, very, very good, shkayach, at the end of benching, m'idach, hayash shalavom, m'buchach, hitler l'ala, zamen acha birkas azon. So you could obviously wait after the first paragraph. And Rabbi Yashiv paskens, and says, v'ach, shalatchili amtinu lo yashem, lo yolam alichasreinu. And you should win it. Right. So it seems to be indeed, as you were saying, Rabbi Frankel is pointing out very interestingly, Taku Bialocha, Dirsha Ora, number 7, a machlokes between Chayodom on the one hand and the Buchacha on the other hand, where exactly they should stop. And Rabbi Yashiv says, best is to, you could actually wait until after Hazon, but best probably is to wait until the end of benching. Okay. It's just, I think it's important to realize that if it's one person, don't worry about it, you can still bench. The last two can still bench. Okay, just to finish, Steve Gimel.
Go back to the...
No. Where, if he stops where?
The middle of the first rock.
Yeah, he will indeed. Yeah, he will. He can, yeah. Yeah. Steve Gimel, Rabbi Sai, the final Steve of this simon. Three people who ate together. They're all quite amratzish. They don't know how to bench. They're not great. Nobody knows the whole benching. The great team. They're a great team. Perfect shidduch. First one knows the first paragraph of benching. The second one knows the second paragraph of benching, the second bracha. And the third one knows the third bracha. Imagine that, wonderful teamwork. But none of them knows the whole benching, but each know one paragraph. And I'm not surprised where they end up eating together. They're obligated to Zimun. So don't think just because they can't bench, that they don't have to do Zimun. No. They can't bench, but they still have an obligation to do Zimun. Each of them should say the bracha that he knows. Of course. They all excel in their areas. He should do the first bracha, he should do the second bracha, he should do the third bracha. Very good. And if there's nobody there that knows the fourth bracha, they have lost their fourth friend. They don't have anybody who knows the fourth bracha. Doesn't matter. So it's a chiddush of Rabbi Yisai. Although the benching will be done He does one part of benching. He does the second part of benching. He does the third part of benching. And he's moitzi others thereby. Nevertheless, you can still do a normal zimun. Chiddush number one. And I think the main chiddush of it is that although you're not going to do the first, fourth bracha, what's the fourth bracha? The rabbanon. Although you can't, you know you're not going to bench the whole benching, nevertheless, you should do zimun. Zimun applies although you're not going to do the rabbanon benching. You're not going to do the rabbanon benching. It's chiddush, no? I think it's an element of chiddush. You're not going to do the whole benching. You don't know the fourth bracha, but you should still do the zimun. Yeah. Because of the sefer. Wait a sec. It doesn't matter. And the reason Mishnah says the pirkei zatoyva meitiv lav deraisu filefichoch enu ma'akeves la'asholish brachas. It doesn't matter because it's not ma'akev, so it doesn't matter. What happens, by the way, if there's nobody who knows the third brach of benching? Nobody knows the second brach of benching. They all know the first brach of benching, but they don't know the second and third. Can you still do zimun or not? No, correct. It's Meduk in Shulchan Aruch that you need to have the first three benching covered, the first three brachas of benching. If nobody knows, if you can't cover the first three brachas, nobody knows. You can't go to the benching the Reiser, you can't do Zimun. Very good. Rabbi Isai, no Zimun if you can't bench the first three brachas. No Zimun. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. What if a person knows half the first bracha and the second one knows half the first bracha? Half brachas doesn't work. Very good, you're 100% right. A person knows only half brachas, forget about it, don't do zimun. Because one bracha is never divided into two. Hence, no zimun if benching is divided into sections. Into half sections. To recap what we covered tonight, we learned initially, don't leave a chabura of three. It's very selfish. Never leave a chabura of three, because you're going to spoil the zimun. Then we learned, three people who ate together, one of them forgot, and he started benching, you can still do zimun. If two of them forgot and started benching, you cannot do zimun anymore. We learned, you can ask for a third individual to come and join the zimun, although he hasn't eaten with them bread. If he ate, if he was toying something with them, he can join for zimun. We learned also that if benching is done by teamwork, each of them does one bracha, you can still do zimun. However, that's only with regards to if they moitz each other and you've got a complete, you're fulfilling the deraisa of Birkas Hamazon deraisa. If the benching of the Rabbanon is not being said, it doesn't matter with regards to Zimun. However, if people only know Chatzi Bracha, then you can't do a Zimun at all because you can't be Yotzi Birkas Hamazon that way. Right, good evening, Rabbi Yisai.